This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Palestinian health officials say the first case of polio has been recorded in an unvaccinated 10-month-old child in the Gaza city of Deir al-Bala. The officials say that after discovering the child's symptoms, tests were conducted in Jordan's capital of Amman, and the case was confirmed to be polio. The World Health Organization didn't immediately confirm the case or respond to requests for comment. The UN Health and Children's Agencies have called for 7-day pauses in the Israel-Hamas war, starting at the end of August, to allow them to vaccinate 640,000 Palestinian children against polio following the discovery of the virus in wastewater in two major Gaza cities last month. U.S. officials say Mideast mediators are preparing to implement a ceasefire deal before a final agreement. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The official says a proposal now on the table basically bridges every gap between the two sides, and an implementation cell is being set up to focus on the deal's logistics. The remarks came after mediators in Doha said 2 days of talks had ended with plans to meet again next week in hopes of sealing a deal. At the White House, President Biden said they're closer than ever to an agreement.
I don't want to jinx anything.
Israel's issued a vague statement saying it appreciates the mediators' efforts. A Hamas statement did not sound enthusiastic about the latest proposed deal. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Military authorities in the eastern Ukrainian city of Pokrovsk have urged civilians to speed up their evacuation because the Russian army is quickly closing in on what has for months been one of Moscow's key targets. Authorities said in a Telegram post Friday that Russian troops are, quote, advancing at a fast pace. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com.